Australia could soon have a new neighbouring country, with Bougainville overwhelmingly voting for independence from Papua New Guinea. It puts PNG in a tough position, because while it doesn't want Bougainville to secede, the parliament, which has the final say, will be under enormous pressure to recognise such a convincing result. PNG correspondent Natalie Whiting reports.
They're singing Bougainville's anthem. Almost 98% of the region voted for independence from Papua New Guinea.
I'm really proud of this day, the day that we've all been waiting for.
The poll was part of a peace deal signed nearly 20 years ago that brought an end to a bloody civil war on Bougainville. It's an historic moment, but Bougainville's president, John Momus, says there's still plenty of work to do.
I was hoping that after the announcement of the result, the weight on our shoulders would lessen. But as a matter of fact, paradoxically, the weight on our shoulders increases.
There's no guarantee of nationhood. The vote is non-binding, so negotiations between Bougainville and PNG will now begin. PNG's Bougainville Affairs Minister, Sir Puketemu, says the result is not over and the process and the constitution must be respected.
The leadership that signed the Bougainville Peace Agreement 18 years ago had a great foresight in that they made sure that the referendum was non-binding. And so that gives Papua New Guinea an opportunity to absorb this and then also to process how best we can manage the consultation process.
PNG has been open about not wanting Bougainville to secede, but the overwhelming result will put pressure on them. Sir Puka says the result makes the matter urgent, but discussions could still take years.
Because these post-conflict negotiations, we know, don't take 12 months, don't take 1 year. They take quite some time.
In a statement, PNG's Prime Minister James Morape says the two governments must now develop a roadmap that leads to a lasting political settlement. Bougainville's President John Momus remains hopeful.
I think we have the basis for a good collaborative engagement between the national government and ourselves. So I think the people should listen to the leadership.
PNG's Prime Minister says he will speak more about his vision for the process when he visits Bougainville later this week. This is Natalie Whiting in Bougainville for AM.